have to be free from mind also.
Free from mind?
Yeah, mind.
Yes. Very difficult to control mind.
But if you want freedom, you have to do that.
Yes, that is. That's true. There is no other alternative.
Freedom from mind, how would you explain it? Or how would you detail it?
Mind means polluted mind. We are part and parcel of God. Mamai vāṁsa jīva-bhūta. Jīva is as pure as God. And on account of this mind, he is suffering in this material world. You can see here is a living being. This tree. It is also a living being. But he is standing before me for 50 years or more than that. He cannot move an inch. And we are moving. So why this condition? He is also a living being. I am also a living being. I have got little freedom to move here and there. Why this difference of position? Due to the mind. So here in this material world, there are 8,400,000 different forms of life. There are due to the mental concoction. So, if we want our original life as good as God, at least in quality, that is freedom of mind, and then we cease to become one of the covered living beings within this material.
Sir, I read in one of your lectures at London, before the preface of his open and you gave the example of Mahatma, Mahatma Gandhi and Kennedy. In particular, Mahatma Gandhi, you said that there are four types of defaulted mind and
Every living being is polluted by four kinds of deficiencies. Conditioned soul commits mistake. He takes something for something. And because he has no perfect knowledge, he wants to become leader. That is cheating.
Right. You have said that in that speech.
Yes. Above all, his senses are imperfect. Therefore, from such persons with deficiency, how you can get real knowledge? That is not possible. We have to approach a person who has no deficiency. Then we shall get real knowledge. Krishna and his representatives are persons without any deficiency. So we have to take knowledge from Krishna, or one who represents Krishna. Otherwise, we'll be cheated. Because he has that deficiency.
But there you have said that one of his colleague or assistant told him, there is danger and you shouldn't go to the meeting.
I did not say. I wrote one letter to Gandhi that, Mahatmaji, you have got some respectability throughout the whole world.
Yes.
Now you struggle for so-called Swaraj. Now you have got a better return from this life. And please, Bhagavad-gita.
I think he listened to your advice because before he was murdered on that day.
Yes, otherwise he will meet the fate of Mussolini.
And what was his reply?
He drafted that statement that Congress should be dissolved.
He was implicated. This is Maya, that although he got Swaraj, he was not free. He was full of anxiety. And he was not at all in peace. So long one is absorbed in material thoughts, he will be full of anxieties.
That's true. He was full of anxieties.
Yes. That means he could not get any spiritual help. Asad griha, material existence means accepting something which will not exist. Asat. Asato ba sadgama. The Vedic instruction is, do not remain in this material world. Make your progress. Asato ma sadgama. But people are so accustomed to materialistic way of life that they are reluctant. That is Maya, Maya, very strong. Devi Dvesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durattva. It's very, very difficult. Maya tries to punish every conditioned soul. And as soon as there is some attempt to get out of the clutches of Maya, she becomes still strong. Where is that go, my dear son? You remain
with me.
Jadivi sarvabhutesu nidharupina samarthi in Chandi. That Devi is situated, keeping the conditioned soul in dream. He is simply dreaming. I will be happy this way, I will be happy that way. And that is mental comfort. He will never be happy. Krishna said, mogasa moga karma moga jnana asuri bhavo. Because he has not recognized the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All his hopes and endeavors will baffle. So even a person like Mahatma Gandhi, he became baffled.
Yes, that's right. You admitted all.
What to speak of others. His ambition was Hindu-Muslim unity. That was baffled.
Total failure.
His ambition was non-violent. He was killed by that. So what to speak of others? A person so dedicated, so nice, but he followed the wrong path. Recently I had been to his Sevashram.
At Varga.
At Varga. So there was no Krishna worship. And he said that he is very fond of Bhagavad Gita. But he understood Bhagavad Gita in his own way.
In a different way, I would say.
And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, as soon as you try to understand Bhagavad Gita in your own way,
you are
it is finished. It is finished. Nashta. Yoga nashta parantam. So, oh, nasta cheese. What is nasta? What is the use of?
Yes, what is this? Could be destroyed, no use to.
Suppose if I supply you something which is spoiled, then what benefit will derive?
Nil.
Therefore, no benefit is derived by the people in general, either from Gandhi or Vinoba Bhave or Tilak, because it was nasta.
Sir, how do you compare it with this Hare Krishna movement?
Hare Krishna movement
for
is...
For the common man, for the downtrodden, for the poor.
Yeah. They can chant Hare Krishna. And they will understand.
There should be some motivation.
Just like if you are hungry, if you get some real food, you will understand.
That's true.
Example is this. American, European boys, they are simply chanting Hare Krishna, and you see how they are advanced.
How come that in this country? How come that this country?
Immediately come, but you won't take.
I see.
That is your fault. You have manufactured your own way of life. Otherwise, Hare Krishna is India.
Yes, it's not much.
Yeah, but you won't take it. He'll speak so many nonsense, he'll never speak Hare Krishna. That is misfortune.
What are the ills of the Indian society, although it's given birth to so much, it still doesn't take it itself? What is the weakness in the Indian society that they don't...
Because they have got bad leaders.
Bad leaders, I agree.
The rascal leaders.
Perfect.
Just like, see, Mahatma Gandhi, he misled. But he did not know how to live. I want to speak of others. They do not know. I saw this Vinoba Bhave. He does not know. He has become leader. I saw in his ashram about 1 dozen women. They are reciting Bhagavad Gita. For the last 40 years, he is working on Bhagavad Gita. And the result is, the 40 women, he is reciting Bhagavad Gita. So this is the result. So what they will do? They do not know how to live. And he has written one book on Bhagavad Gita. But he has become a great leader. And that is also not according to Bhagavad Gita. This is it.
Yes, unfortunately there are not very precise and...
Take for example, Satyagraha. Satyagraha, what is this Satyagraha? That is a child's play. It's like a child, he wants something, you are not giving him. He'll cry, he'll force it. And these things have become popular. Real thing rejected. And some false thing presented by childish attempt. And that is acceptable.
But sir, would you not agree that in order to appeal to the masses or to make masses into any moment?
You see, it is not. If you want to become an educated man, or if you want to give first-class education, it is not for the man. It is for the leader. Jagjad asarati sreshtha, tattat eva itareja. If the leaders are educated, then others will follow. But if the leaders are not educated, what the others will do? That is the so-called leaders, without being educated, they become leaders.
That's why all the struggle.
Yes. They manufacture some idea.
Which is nothing to do with the
reality. It is why. If you manufacture idea, because you are imperfect, how can manufacture ideas? 4 deficiencies are there. So if you manufacture, with deficiency of your own person, then what will be the knowledge?
The result also will be deficient.
That is the deficiency. Our knowledge, jajjad acharati sreshta. So who can be more sreshta than Krishna, than Vyasadeva, than other, the acharyas? But they will not follow. They will manifest Krishna. That is the difficulty in India at the present moment. Some upstart leaders, they have misled them. That is the And we are poor fellows. If we say the right thing, they will not take it.
Not only take it, but they will ridicule and say that something has gone wrong, so yeah, wrong somewhere.
They will not take it. Yeah. What is this Swamiji? Mahatma Gandhi says this, and this Tilak says this. And if we say that they are wrong, then people will criticize, he has become more than. We don't say anything except what is said by the great personality, that is Krishna consciousness.
That's it.
So I am not saying anything of my own manufacture. I am simply saying what Krishna has said. But they will reject that. I say that Krishna says that you become a Krishna's devotee. It is very simple for me.
Yes.
And they will say, what is this nonsense, Krishna? We have seen this. Now we have got this leader. This is Mukhaya upadesha hi prakopaya na sahanta. Murkha ka upadesha diya jaya, to wo gussa ho jaya.
They reject it because they find it difficult to work.
No, it is not at all difficulty. What is the difficulty?
If I say, why do they reject
if I say that chant Hare Krishna, what is the difficulty?
That is what.
But
I think it's a matter of mind.
That this is insignificant.
Yes.
He thinks like this.
Swamiji says correctly. He says, you see, that their thinking was...
Oh, what I am teaching these people?
It's very simple.
Very simple.
That's right. That offloads your all...
I have not given them any bribe. I have not shown them any magic of gold manufacturing.
No.
As from the very beginning, he says, they chant Hare Krishna. But that is becoming...
fruitful. That gives them peace of mind, because their mind gets attuned to the something that is
But that
good.
They will not take.
That they will not take for what reason?
The reason is that it is cheap. This Swami is giving something cheap. Nowadays it has become a fashion, meditation. What nonsense meditation he does. This is going. He cannot take cheap things.
Or cheap thing may be the right thing, the true thing, but because it's cheap, only not to be bothered.
In Europe, America, the Indian students, they say, we have seen all this Hare Krishna. We now want technology.
Sir, I got into conversation with this young man in Colombo for the simple reason that I have got 5 sons. And those sons are trying to be westernized or Americanized to the extent that I couldn't believe that my own children could go to this extent. So I told Giriraj when he came to see me and introduced them, my children, to them. And it has now little impact, because now that thought process...
Don't sit down there. Don't sit down. Amana.
वहाँ मत बैठो, चलो हम लोग के साथ. You move with us.
This is the daughter of
Mr. Gani.
Gani.
You have come with me.
Oh, so why not happen?
Now they have, after seeing this young man, they have started thinking that why this young man from America are chanting Hare Krishna, and why we are not doing. I said, we just think it over.
Yeah, isliye to le aaya.
It's good.
You know, America, the purpose of going to America, for this was one of the cause, that when I bring Americans here, these rascals will take some lesson.
I think you are absolutely right. Psychologically, somehow or other, anything that is...
And long, long ago, in the beginning, one friend wrote, I replied in that letter, that you have finished your cows, you are importing powdered milk. Now we have to import Brahmins also.
True, absolutely true.
Now you see that we are establishing so many temples, they are being maintained by imported American Brahmins.
Yes.
You cannot get.
Same thing in Auroville. I went to Pondicherry also this January.
You cannot get here now Brahmins. They have learned how to eat meat, how to drink, how to have illicit sex. They're finished.
No more Brahmins. That's tragedy. That's a fact.
Both the Brahmins also genuinely a fake they are tied here. That was a cheating hand. Brahmins are coming.
Some of them must be non-greedy, not greedy.
Hmm? There are many good men. It is not that simply Brahmins have gone to hell, but everyone has gone.
Or leadership has failed.
Karo sudra samarana. Koi lega nahi. Jo Brahman ka jo gun hai, samadhamati sikha, arjava, jnanam vijnanam astikam, brahma karo. Kaun sikhne ka hai?
Nobody.
Nobody is very samadama, iti tikha, ye sab karte, kya hoga? So, karo.
Main ye ladai mein, I was with Netaji in Japan. And he also said the same thing, that we have no training for the leaders. And because there is no proper leadership, everything comes to a zero. You have to train a man or a woman for a particular work. That is not being done in India. British did it. They made their servants fight on that.
We wanted some class.
And they made it in
so, I mean, manipulate their empire.
Yes.
They wanted some subordinate hands.
Yes, yes. Who will carry out their instructions?
They never wanted to give real education.
That's true.
That's true.
They wanted that this, that is cooperation. That is one of the Gandhi's understanding, that these people are ruling over us by our cooperation. Therefore, let us non-cooperate. And they will fail. They will not be able to.
Carry on their education.
But that program was also failure because India is so poor that
it
was not possible to non-cooperate. Because Gandhi's civil disobedience movement, when only 60,000 men joined, and we have 600 million.
Yes, sir.
What is the percent?
1%.
And that also, when they came back from the jail life, they decided not to do
have it once more.
Therefore, Gandhi did not recommend mass civilization. Next time, he recommended individual.
Yes.
But he knew 1917, and we got Swaraj in 1947. So it was not due to civil disobedience or non-cooperation. It was due to Subhas Bose's iron. He thought that when he organized soldiers,
yes,
and
put them on the battlefield, fought them, defeated
and
them.
And when the British have saw now the soldiers are not cooperating,
yes,
there is no hope of they left.
That is the truth.
Yes. And Subhas Bose was always against these non-violent, that is the defensive opinion with Gandhi.
That's
so he wanted to capture the whole power, and he captured.
Yes.
But Gandhi became so angry upon him that he did not attend the Congress when Subhas Bose was elected president. Then other lieutenants, Subhas Bose was also Gandhi's student.
Yes.
So when others' friends requested that Gandhi is not happy, he better resign. So he resigned. and tactfully he went out of India. He knew that so long Gandhi is there, my policy, I'll not be able to, because there will be
always opposition.
Opposition. Therefore he went out and organized the INA, and that was successful. It is not Gandhi's non-communist government.
That's true. Now in the British official records which they are publishing their secret papers after 25 years, that acknowledges very clearly that it was this armed fight of Indian National Army, which convinced the British that they could not rule India with the Indian soldiers.
That is real non-corporate.
What is public non-corporate?
They are simply facts. Some of them may be high court judges.
That's all right.
But no declaration. Responsible post was given.
These atrocities were committed by Indians upon Indians at the orders of the
British. All the big secretaries, under-secretaries, governor, was no minister, all European.
Yes, yes.
Only some clerks.
Yes, yes.
So what is the use of clerks now?
Yes.
They didn't care.
And even those higher
And in order to pat Gandhi, the governor sometimes used to invite him, "Sir, you are so powerful, kindly stop this movement." And Gandhi became puffed up, that the British are very afraid of me. No, I shall do. And Suhas was insisting, they will never go by this non-violent.
Human nature as it is, you cannot, unless and until there is some sort of a compulsion, whether it is spiritual.
And in politics, might is right.
Of course, survival of the fittest.
Yes.
Survival of
in
the
politics, you cannot become.
That is sadhu. It's absurd.
That is absurd.
Two contradictory terms.
Therefore, Arjuna was ridiculed. What is this nonsense? Kutasthi kasmalamila. You have come to fight. You are talking nonsense. That I will not fight. Krishna did the left.
Yes, he told, he defined what is your dharma and what is nishkam karma. So it's very difficult to define dharma. Of course, once it is defined, there should be no difficulty.
Now, dharma is there. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajyamāmi kaṁ sarvam. That is dharma. Everything is cheating.
Surrender yourself.
That, because we are teaching that only dharma is to become Krishna conscious. That's why we are not very much like. They are of opinion, why Krishna is God?
Yeah.
I have got this God, I have got this, so many incarnations.
Why do you say we are not very much like? The movement is spreading.
Because we are fools.
But the movement is spreading, I'm saying. Hare Krishna movement is spreading.
The movement will spread undoubtedly, because it is genuine.
So it's spreading because we are like. We are like.
No, sir, there you are also correct. I would say this, that these American boys and young girls who have come here, because this, our mind is conditioned in, say, inferiority, possibility complex, or slave minded, everything which is adopted there must be
now
good.
Now, we are also slaves.
Yes.
But we are slaves of the right person.
Yes, of the Supreme.
That is the difference.
That's right.
And they are slaves of their senses. That is the
basic difference.
We are not master. We are also slaves.
We surrender
our are slaves of the person who is perfect. And they are slaves of their senses.
The spread of the Hare Krishna movement in Bombay in the last 3-4 years has been, I don't know, you may not be satisfied, but I think it's quite good.
It will be good. If people take to it a little seriously, it will be good. Therefore we are spending so much money that you come. You are respectable and educated people. Come, try to understand and spread it for the benefit of your country.
But sir, your conclusion here is correct in the sense that they say that Swami only says you chant Hare Krishna, and by chanting Hare Krishna, what could be done?
Because but they have no eyes to see how it is being done all over the world.
That's right.
They do not consider it.
Yes.
What?
How it's done, why it's done, what is the result? Kya hai? Hare Krishna bolte kya hoga?
Bolo, kya naam hai wo film wala? What is his name?
Eganon.
Yes. he purposefully criticized this movement by Hare Krishna film.
Yes, yes, I have seen that film.
But that we are going on. He is finished. Yes. His film is finished. Yes. But we are going on.
Right.
But he tried purposefully.
It's almost a blackmail.
This is a hippie movement.
Yes, hippie movement. Yes. Bhang, ganja and all sex and perversion of all sorts is very interesting.
This cloud on the movement in America, is that vanishing or what is the condition?
It will vanish.
It will, it's bound to.
Although they are making some strong movement against it.
But what is the position now? Is it dying out or increasing?
No. We are selling more books.
No, is the cloud dying out? I'm not saying the movement is dying. The movement cannot.
But I think in every scheme of things,
we are finally. How much worth of books we have sold in 1 week?
43 lakhs.
43 lakhs. What book we have sold in 1 week?
Giriraj says that's the main source of income for this movie, as a matter of fact.
Yes, we are getting 10 lakhs of rupees every month from that book department.
Yes, that's the main source. Because I inquired with him that whether it is it not something to do with CIA, where from your money comes.
Let's see how foolish. The CIA, American CIA, they will say, and this boy, CIA boy, will come and dance with me.
Never, never.
Just understand how these Indians have become rascals.
Yes, perverts.
They have no common sense.
Perverts, I would say. Perverts, not
and
rascals.
And that is being supported.
Yes.
Oh, they are CIA.
Yes. So I talked at great length with Giriraj and I cross-examined him thoroughly with all these Indians who would be thinking about this Hare Krishna. Because when I said that I will become a life member of yours, then he also might have been a bit surprised. But I mean, mainly I wanted to impress upon my children, that young boys, that by it's all right, you also go there.
Once spoiled, it is very difficult.
Very difficult. Very difficult. Their minds are spoiled, that is true. Their minds are all Indian youth, completely.
But you have spoiled them. You have given this impression that this religion has spoiled our country. Now, throw all these books in the water. The leaders say that. Back to technology. They come to me, they challenge, Swamiji, what the Hare Krishna movement will do? Now we require technology.
If Gita is properly explained to a westernized Indian, it gets accepted sooner than typical Indian.
That's what Swamiji told me. Brahmins from abroad. Yes, sir, it's your time.
6:45.
Almost. Yeah, almost 7. The impact of these young boys and girls is good, very good, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
These young boys and girls who are working here by their own precept.
Their one qualification is that they are not poverty-stricken.
No. Yes.
And our boys, they are poverty-stricken. So, daridra dosa guna rasina. Even though they are educated on account of poverty, they sacrifice their culture, their knowledge. That is the dosa gunarajasya.
Hunger is the cause of all this. Vimukshitaha kim na karoti papam. More or less. And the study of our...
I chastise them only because they don't care for money.
They're extreme.
And
it's contradiction.
And because they are fortunate.
Yeah.
Wherever they go, they get money.
That is law of nature. All the big rivers go to the sea where water is not wanted.
They squander so much money,
yeah.
And I chastise that you are so loose, you are so rascal. But still, whatever money I have got, it is due to them.
That's true. Really, it's true.
I try to convince them janma sajjasuta sri. To become money, that also requires background. Purva janma arjitam dhanam. So they are born in this country. That is due to their past
deeds.
Good deeds. Yes. Now I request them that you have got everything. You take to Krishna consciousness, then you are perfect.
Degraded ourselves to such an extent, then...
No, we can rise immediately.
Yes. The foundation stone is there. It's only seed is there.
Foundation or no foundation, but we will not agree. That is... We will not agree.
It's a difficult job, but anyway, it has to be done.
Krishna consciousness is so nice. Krishna says, Sarvadharmān paritrajya māmehikam sarvadharmān aham kvā sarvapāpitham mokkhaśya. Our difficulties are due to our sinful activities. Krishna assures, I will excuse you from the resultant action of all sinful activities. You surrender, but I will not do that. What Krishna is doing. He says, that's yours, but nobody will do it. I say to my tenants here that you become Krishna conscious, you don't have to pay rent. Because the old rent I am getting 2,000, 2,500. That is my one day's expenditure.
Eventually they will come round, but it will take time.
No, the leaders are not because their position will be changed. So far leaders. They want to keep in ignorance the mass of people, so that your foolish leadership may go on from the country. That is everywhere.
My son who lives in America was very westernized, and as he picked up Gita and he tried to understand it, he now is so much a follower of Gita that every single letter he quotes Gita to anyone whom he writes.
Which Gita he has read?
He's very convinced about it.
No, which Gita he has read?
Your Gita?
My Gita.
Yoga Gita and
Chinmayananda
Gita, two
Gita. Chinmayananda is atheist. He does not believe in Gita.
He had donated 300 books in that hotel.
Yes, he took some lakhs of rupees from Birla for distributing this. I know.
He's also translated it. He's also translated Gita.
This is Swamiji saying is this, that Gita is interpreted by different people in different ways. That is true, and the understanding of Gita is a very big
one. He does not present Bhagavad Gita as it is, according to his own wings. The original sloka is there.
The interpretation is his own.
Yeah.
Original sloka, of course, everybody would quote. But then they would speak in their own way.
Right.
I think that most of us are attracted to the Harikrishna movement, as you have rightly said.
What is the public opinion?
Public opinion, people like us who have been abroad for, say, quarter of a century or so, I have been to the States almost every year. And this is the right thing. This is the right thing. When I was a child of 15, I went to Japan, and all my life I am abroad. This is the right thing. This is simple. It's only a matter of conviction. If you have faith, then everything becomes right on that. There is nothing much that is extraordinary that could not be done. It's a pure and simple good life. Get up early in the morning.
Supply water regularly.
Yes. Here Indians don't get up early in the morning. All our forefathers did. The people, most of them would be snoring.
Yes, today I had been in Mahabharata and our host was sleeping. So I asked them, let us go immediately, either we will be infected. So I left that place.
So this normal way of life, Srila
Prabhupada, is 5 to 7.
Yes. More or less the movement of normalization.
Yes.
Naturalization.
Were you speaking this morning, Srila Prabhupada?
No.
No.
Morning.
Concoction is almost complete. And he has become sort of influence of a nasha or deception or whatever name you call it.
Why do you consider Chinmayan an atheist?
And there are so many statements.
Pardon?
In his book there are so many statements.
Yeah.
Does he recommend to worship Krishna?
Does he recommend?
Does he recommend to worship Sri Krishna?
I don't know. I have not read.
Then why you are asking about it?
No, my point is, he's preaching religion.
He is nonsense. You do not know about him and you are asking about him.
No, but he's...
That is the
question.
He is supposed to be a great commentator.
You know about him, then speak.
No, I don't know enough about him.
Then why you are recommending?
I don't know enough about him. But
then why you are recommending?
But he's preaching religion.
He is preaching Gita, that's true, but as Swamiji says, that is interpretation of his own. You see, the original words are there. So everybody who speaks about Gita, he said...
Religion is to surrender to Krishna. But he does not recommend to surrender to Krishna. What does he know about Krishna? That is the difference. He does not know what is Krishna, what is religion, and he is preaching religion.
Yes, he is supposed to be one of the biggest propagator of Gita. We have Gita Gnan Yajna in Bombay. Where thousands of people go.
False. Everything is false. Misled. He does not recognize Krishna, he does not recognize religion, and he is religious.
One of the best religious leaders. That's what people think.
No, that may be falsely representation. But where he is recommending that you surrender to Krishna and worship him? Has he done that? Then misleading. You can become a very good orator and you can get claps. But what is the benefit? He's a good orator, there is no doubt about it. But Krishna does not say that he become an orator and cheater. He doesn't. He says, surrender unto me. So if actually one is preaching, he should teach the audience that surrender to Krishna. And that is reading about it. If I take Bhagavad Gita and speak something of my opinion, that means I am cheating. I am taking advantage of Bhagavad Gita and I am impressing people with my nonsense idea. That's right. If you want to cheat others, you cheat in your own way. Yeah, why do you take Bhagavad Gita?
Don't take the pretext of Bhagavad Gita.
That is
lovely wrong.
Great
cheating. In the name of Bhagavad Gita, yeah, one should not say things which really doesn't mean.
That is a difficult. Everyone is doing that.
Yes, we have many propagators of Gita in this country.
He is preaching his own ideas and taking Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. Under the umbrella of Bhagavad Gita, he does it.
Smoking gaja with a friend's hand. Because there is smell. So his friend's hand is smell.
Khuddam marle.
This is it. और क्योंकि हम लोग ये सब बंद करने को चाहता हूँ इसलिए हम खराब
तो देर विल बी इमीडिएट प्रोटेस्ट द मोमेंट दे दिस फिल्म हैज गॉट अ कनोटेशन दैट हरे कृष्ण मीन्स नाउ दिस बॉयज बाय देर ओन कंडक्ट एंड बाय देर ओन हार्ड वर्क whosoever has come into contact with them have realized that this is genuine and actually those are...
You see, something cheating which is going on for a long time,
yes,
to stop it, it will take some time.
Yes, it will.
We have got one little test. You cannot use that. Krishna says, Namang duskitana murha prapadante narada. Maya prita jnana asuri bhavamas. So, one test, whether he has surrendered to Krishna. If he has not done, then he is in these four categories. What are these? Duskitana. Great sinful, Murha, rascal, Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. And if you say, as is a so big, big, learned scholar, Ramaya, Purtadhyana. Why? Asuri Bhava, Asur's business is to deny Krishna and to kill Krishna. So all these people, they are reading Bhagavad Gita and they are trying to kill Krishna. Is it not a fact?
Yes, that's right.
And all these big Gita, they will speak on Bhagavad Gita and they will never say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God in Sanat.
A friend of mine has surrendered to Chinmaya. He says he is giving Bhagavad Gita for our daily life, he says. Not for surrender.
He is
using Bhagavad Gita for our day-to-day life. I said, why can't you just surrender to Krishna? He is just waiting Krishna. But not surrendering, as Swamiji has said.
So they have made their own meaning. Bhagavad Gita is not meant for surrender. Just